Alright, start tayo in 3,
2, 1.
Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Kevin nga pala, live dito sa park. Not just any other park or not the usual park na nagre-record ako, but actually, nandito ako sa park sa tapat ng Glorieta 4 para sa isa na namang episode ng Elitistang Uibo Podcast. Kamusta naman kayo? I hope everyone is doing good. Ano man yung ginagawa natin. For now, ako, ito, trying to record something before March ends. Kasi yun, you know, nakakaisa pa lang tayo for March. And yun, been quite busy. And yun, buti na lang, I still have another one of these podcasts being recorded. But, you know, that's like another one and may kasama ako doon. So, thank you sa patuloy niyong pagsama sa amin, Kage, sa basurans. So, yun. What the fuck are we this episode ba? So, yun. So, story time. So, I was preparing notes para sa susunod nating feature for Mex Madness. I think that's the one that I'll be recording next after this. And then, the news came that Akira Toriyama, prolific mangaka and game designer for such hits such as Arale, Sandland, Blue Dragon, Chrono Trigger, and many more had passed. At first, hindi ko siya agad piniwalaan because, you know, people being dead but actually not is like somewhat of a genre on its own sa mundo ng social media. So, you know, Jackie Chan has been dead so many times, even like Ryan Rems has been reported dead, but you know, there's so much alive and kicking. So, yun, at first, hindi ko siya pinaniwalaan until, ayun, I saw the official post from the Toriyama staff Twitter or X account that, yeah, Toriyama was dead March 1st pa lang, pero yeah, you know, they have made the announcement like a few days after at March 6 to give time for the family to grieve, which is good, which is a really good choice that, you know, let the family have the time first to grieve before announcing it to the world. But you know, we are here not to just report on someone's death, but this is a celebration of someone's life and the inspiration he gave, not just to me, but you know, the fandom, especially the weeb fandom. You know, Akira Toriyama has been a really big part of why we became weebs, and on my case, nightly watchings of Dragon Ball made me, you know, fascinated with this wacky world of Japanese animation, which in turn turns my love into tokusatsu, the love of reading manga, and you know, playing video games and whatnot. And yun, if we are to make like a Mount Rushmore of great mangaka, we could put Akira Toriyama up in there, along with your Shotaro Ishinomori, your Osamu Tezuka, and maybe the fourth one would be Eiichiro Oda, because of the impacts or the impact they had for the manga space. But, you know, Toriyama has been the first one na naging aware ako of a mangaka that I became aware with. Because, you know, Dragon Ball nga. And so some games or some other games that I have played a lot, like Chrono Trigger, which is still one of the best JRPGs ever made. And, you know, yun, Toriyama has a hand on designing some of the characters of it. Toriyama has this really unique art style that is both angular, it started like circular artworks. If you look at his works at Arale-chan, Dragon Ball, then it evolves to a much more angular style. And, you know, it gives an aura, or looking at those drawings of, you know, Son Goku, Kid Goku, until DBZ Goku, parang andali niyang i-drawing for me. But, you know, I tried drawing it but failed miserably. So yun, I have Toriyama to thank for me realizing that I'm not the one for the arts, I guess, for drawing, to say the least. But, you know, I'm still a fan, and I still really love these artworks that he made. Also, just to reiterate how Toriyama's art style has been really, really good. If you read like OG Dragon Ball on the manga, it's just all Dragon Ball, so wala naman distinctions between first one and Z, but you know, production decisions and whatnot. But you know, looking at Toriyama's art style with Dragon Ball, it makes it easier to read. Actually, since you know it's an action-heavy manga, action lines or action panels has been really dynamic with Dragon Ball, with their angular paneling. So, if you look at a action panel or an action page from Dragon Ball, you see that some of the panels are, you know, angular, hindi siya your typical squares and rectangles, but you know, it goes at like an angle that will help your eye to move around the pictures. So in a way, para nakikita mo siyang ma-animate, or para nakikita mo talaga siyang gumagalaw, and with the help of his speed line, so it's much more easier to look at these action panels or action shots. That's why, you know, it's not originally from Toriyama, of course, but you know, he had enhanced that particular technique when it comes to action storytelling and whatnot. And also, he has also this knack of literally breaking the panel wall in manga. I think one good example is one of the earlier chapters of, I think, Dragon Ball. One of the earlier chapters of Dragon Ball when Goku punches someone so hard na nabasag or nag-bound siya dun sa border ng panel, which is, it's for a gag, but it's really, really effective. So that's really, really great you know, display of artistic ingenuity. And you know, alam naman natin yung story on how Toriyama designed or created one of the best transformation or super modes in Shonen Battle, which is, you know, the Super Saiyan. And he is just, you know, tinatamad lang ako magtinta or magkulay ng buhok na itim. So, and you know, makatipid din sa ink. So, he decided to make the Super Saiyan blonde. It's blonde, but if you are going to read it on the manga, it's wala siyang kulay. So yun. Toriyama is, you know, is an innovator. He calls it in interviews being lazy, but You know,
he tells a lot of things being lazy, but he is the most, one of the most hardworking manga artist, especially nung active pa siya into making manga. I think between Arale-chan and Dragon Ball, he hasn't take or took any breaks. So that shows how much of a hard worker Toriyama-san is. And you know, since we are still March and I still gonna do Mech's Madness, I am really really sorry na hindi pa ako nakapag-record for the second feature for Mech's Madness, but darating tayo dyan after this one. So ano ba? Yeah, speaking of Mech's, Toriyama is also fond of drawing mechanical things from cars to motorcycles. He also had made like bipedal robots, airplanes, aircrafts, spaceships, and whatnot. And looking at those artworks, he has this knack of not just showing an awesome piece of mechanical thing, rather either it's an airplane, a motorcycle, a car, and many other mechanical things. He also made it up to a point that it looks functional. It has this grounded feel to it. Na it is something that you could create. these are all like artworks and whatnot, but Toriyama made an extra effort, to make it look functional. That that this is something that you might gonna see in the streets, in the skies. So you know, actually, a lot of vlogs or articles have already been made about Toriyama's mechanical design. It's quite a bummer that they haven't asked Toriyama to, you know, create a Gundam or a super robot or something. But you know, there are those artworks that depicts his mechanical genius. If I'm going to put a word for it, but you know, you could search the internet for those artworks, especially the ones he made for Dragon Ball, Chrono Trigger, and yeah, and some other games, Dragon Quest as well. Yeah, he has those, you know, mecha artworks that he has done, and it's all really, really good. So, yun. I already made an episode of me rambling about Dragon Ball, so I'm gonna make this quick. Dragon Ball has always been one of those animes, my gateway to me appreciating the art of manga, appreciating anime, especially shonen battle, since that's, you know, I think it's safe to say that all of us, or most of us weebs, have Dragon Ball to thank for that. Even though that there's already like discourse online on how many plot holes Dragon Ball has, the things that doesn't make sense, and you know, character choices that rubs people the wrong way, and it's downright some are offensive to people. But you know, hindi natin maikakaila that Dragon Ball has been a big part of the weeb culture. You won't be called a weeb if, no, at least hindi mo na-appreciate yung art style ni Toriyama and haven't watched at least kahit yung abridged version man lang ng Dragon Ball, which is I'm not recommending you to have the experience of watching OG Dragon Ball or reading the manga first before digging into those abridged version, because you know, a lot of people in the internet has only the abridged as a reference to Dragon Ball, but you know, it gives like some bad connotations about the series and what not. So, huh. Ano pa ba ang pwede nating sabihin with Victor Yama? Yun, maybe the last, one of the last things I wanna say is, actually, I'm thinking of not doing this episode or recording this because, yun nga, there are a lot of people that already made long posts, fellow mangakas that already gave their messages. And then, I read the last or the recent chapter, or most likely the last four now, because the manga is gonna be on a hiatus for quite some time. And you know, a few days ago, Toyotaro had shared a thing that on the final panel of Dragon Ball Super, chapter 103. The final panel of that manga shows Piccolo saying goodbye to the readers, or actually he's giving goodbye to Pan's teacher. It's my motor, podcaster of the streets. But you know, it shows in a way that it's Piccolo goodbye to us. At first, it's like a nice gesture, showing that it's the end of the manga version ng Dragon Ball Super Superhero, which is another film, Dragon Ball film that has, you know, hype moments of it. But, you know, there are some plot points na doesn't sit well with some people. But, Toyotaro has shared that final panel was actually Toriyama did that art of Piccolo saying goodbye. And sorry for that weird cut, but you know, as I have said, it was Toriyama that made that that correction. Actually, it's a correction. So basically, he took the submission of Toyotaro and added that panel of Piccolo saying goodbye. And no, it hits. I don't know if he know, ironically, that he has, or yeah, he has, he didn't have a lot of time left in the world. So he made that final drawing of Piccolo's waving goodbye. But, you know, some fans might interpret it as such. And hello, let's ano ba tayo? The reason I made this recording after thinking about it for quite some time, yun nga, because you know, a lot of people has already given their heartfelt messages, Oda, Kishimoto, a lot of other mangakas, comic book artists as well, already gave their messages through long posts on social media on how they were inspired by this small action shonen manga about a boy with a monkey's tail that goes to adventures to collect 7 magical orbs that grants any wishes. Until he found out that he's a fucking alien, a freaking alien, and you know, shenanigans, and a lot of. But yeah, I don't want to add or to make something like this, because you know, it would look like, you know, nakikisakay tayo with this tragic event. But you know, saying. That last panel of Piccolo saying goodbye to us is, you know, like pushes me to, you know, have my, to say something as well, or at least say goodbye to one of the guys that inspires me to, you know, break limits, cherish friends, you know, some concepts that, you know, some people in this really cynical world would look down upon. But, you know, it's those simple things that pushes us forward. So, as my final piece or final things to say in this episode, I just want to say that thank you, Akira Toriyama, for the memories that, you know, being one of the first mangaka, I was aware of those days, nights I watched Dragon Ball to see what's gonna happen next, what struggles they're gonna overcome, what limits are gonna be broken or gonna be passed over this episode. Yeah, it's all a cliche to all or some of the fans right now or to people that watches a lot of anime, but no, it's those simple things that pushes us forward and look at the brighter side of everything, to the memories of us trying to shout our lungs out to become Super Saiyan, us drawing Dragon Ball characters to varying levels of success, and, you know, playing over 100 hours of Chrono Trigger, Blue Dragon, Dragon Quest, because of those really, really amazing art design that you have been. So, yun, and we, hindi ka man namin nakasama ngayon, but the people that you have inspired is with us, and you're gonna be continue living in our minds, in our hearts, as, you know, one of the best, if not the best, mangaka that ever lived. Thank you, and hanggang sa susunod nating pagkikita. Yun. So, I had that let out. So, ano ba? Yeah, for this podcast or sa mga susunod nating pagkatangan, maybe more Dragon Ball talks. I still have like Chrono Trigger to talk about, Dragon Quest. Sandland is already out. So I'm gonna watch it once enough episodes has been uploaded. Dragon Ball Daima is also gonna be coming out this year as one of Toriyama's final work for Dragon Ball. So, you know, we have our issues with all things Dragon Ball after Toriyama stopped writing for it regularly. But, you know, there are still things to enjoy with those. So, Dragon Ball Daima, Sandland, and, you know, Play Chrono Trigger or Dragon Quest or Blue Dragon to that extent as well, because, you know, to keep Toriyama's memories alive is for us to give the good word or the not so good words about those creations that he did as well. So yeah, that's it for me, rambling about Toriyama, its impact to me, and yeah, and some other stuff. So if you want to see more of me on the internet, you can always follow this podcast or listen to our other podcast with me and Kage, Basurants. Yun, may Facebook page din pala tayo, facebook.com/elitistangwebpod. And yun, follow nyo din ako on Threads, on Instagram. Threads, Instagram, X. And actually, I'm on Blue Sky as well. Kakagawa ko lang ng Blue Sky account, but all of those are on elitistangweb. So, yun, if you have any of those social platforms, follow me and, you know, message me there or sabihin nyo yung mga bagay na gusto nyo at hindi nyo gusto ng mga pinagagawa natin. So, with that, the garbage has been sorted. Wait. Hindi pala yun. yeah, before I forgot, as part of how Toriyama inspired us to do stuff, you know, Dragon Ball has been a big part of this podcast. I used some of the OSTs. I made Dragon Ball inspired episodes. Used Dragon Ball imagery on some of the title cards and yun, mga cover photos natin and whatnot. So yeah, it's gonna be a big loss for us, but there are still things that Toriyama made that that is for us to enjoy. Nawala man siya sa consciousness, or nawala man siya into the zeitgeist as a living being, his soul is always gonna be with us. So yun, abang-abang na lang sa susunod na upload natin, and I'm gonna cap off Mex Madness. I think na nakadalawa lang tayo this year, so last time I rambled about super robots, I'll ramble real robots on our next installment. So yun, sana na-enjoy nyo tong episode na to, kasi yun, I hope na yun, even though the sobrang dalang ko ng mga upload, you are still there listening to these crazy ramblings of mine. So thank you. Thank you sa pakikinig mo. So yun, abangan ko kayo sa next episode kung saan I'll be, ang dami ng sasakyan na dumadaan dito, kung saan I'll be rambling about the real robot stuff. So huwag kayong mawawala hanggang sa susunod na elitistang Weibo Podcast. Zep!